Well, there have been rumours about the demise of City Homicide from our TV screens for months now. And tomorrow night, the television police drama comes to an end. Channel 7 hasn't made a clear statement that the show's actually been axed yet, but the scriptwriters have. Here's a scene from tomorrow night's final episode, Noni Hazelhurst in the role of Commander Bernice Waverley.
Right, there's no easy way to say this, so I'll get straight to the point. In a couple of hours, the Attorney General, Michael Lombardi, will be making an announcement to the media that Homicide is going to be disbanded.
What? That's what I think too. It's one of my favourites. Imagine if all difficult decisions could be announced by actors. Our TV critic David Knox joins us now. David, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Channel 7 hasn't officially axed City Homicide yet, but surely this is the end of my favourite police drama.
Yeah, look, it's quite a curious situation. This is the final episode. The promos have been saying this is the final episode, which airs tomorrow night. They said when late last year that they would make a decision on Series 5 in early 2011, and that still hasn't come through. I did ask yesterday, and they said that no decision has been made about renewing or indeed about axing the show either. What they're trying to do is hedge their bets in terms of could the show make a comeback in the form of telemovie. So in the sense that tomorrow night is the final episode, they're leaving that the question marks over that. Seven has a great run in terms of making Australian drama. They don't have a great run in terms of clarifying the situation. All Saints was another case in point where the media had reported the show was over well before Seven finally put out a statement. But, if you were to ask the cast or the crew who work on the show, they will tell you that they no longer have jobs. Sets have all been packed up. It's very hard to revive a drama, to bring back a drama once the all those key people have been disbanded.
Of course. So City Homicide's been going for a few years, but nowhere near the longevity of something like Blue Heelers or All Saints. Yet it's got such a great cast, I thought. Noni Hazelhurst, Shane Bourne, Nadine Garner, Aaron Pedersen, a terrific cast. What went wrong for City Homicide?
Well, I don't know that necessarily anything went wrong. I mean, it started after we'd had, 13 years of the rural crime, so when CSI was also very, very popular. So it was a contemporary look at Homicide. And I think it after its first year, Rush came along, then and that's been a very well-produced drama for Channel 10 as well.
It's a little old school, isn't it, City Homicide, in its production values in a way?
It's a classic whodunit, and the two writers, John Huggenson and John Bannis, have written about 70 of those 84 episodes, so an amazing output there. But I think, the audience became a little bit wise to the telling of the whodunit. We can see the red herrings, we can see the U-turn that goes on, but it's been done very well in that sense. So I think this is a show, Fran, that we'll probably look back on in years to come and say, gee, that was a pretty good show. Why did we leave that show again?
Yeah, exactly. Bring on another format for Nadine Garner. In my view, she's tops. Speaking of drama, Channel 10 is struggling to reach its quota of local drama. Why is that?
Well, we've spoken about this before. This year they have 13 episodes of Rush and 13 episodes of Offspring. They've got to amass 250 points. It's a point system that each drama is awarded. Mm. So there are significant issues there. They've had a few New Zealand dramas because they qualify for points under the free trade agreement. But I think there are some issues for how 10 are going to meet their drama points this year. They say they will. I hope it's not by buying more New Zealand drama.
Yeah, well, they're certainly meeting their news points. Does that have anything to do with it?
No, the news and the local content is separate from the drama quota.
Okay, all right. And, David, it's time for your picks of the week.
Well, look, Spooks is back with a new series. We saw the last series ending on a cliffhanger. Will Roz survive the hotel blast? So check that one out Saturday night on ABC One, followed by Tony Martin in an interview with Alan Davies, who we know from QI and Jonathan Creek. And Dexter, the final episode of this. It's a bit late in coming to free-to-air, but if you are a Dexter fan, Monday night on 11, it is a bombshell episode. I can't say any more. 9:30 on Monday night on 11.
Three great picks there, David. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
David picks Spooks, 8:30 Saturday night, ABC One. A Quiet Word at 9:30 Saturday, ABC Two. And Dexter, 9:30 Mondays on 11. David Knox, our regular TV guy. It's 29 past 8 on Radio National Breakfast, and Richard Ady is looking stunned. Richard, what's the matter?
I'm thinking, as an ordinary viewer, I just can't recommend enough The Human Planet, which is on Sunday night, 7:30 on the ABC. It is extraordinary. You will see things you just did not know happened that people do in different parts of the world. It's a wonderful series.
That's Richard's pick for the week. Yes. What's up on Life Matters today?
We've got Casey Chambers from Anglicare. Most of us age pretty well in Australia, and we mostly don't need care until into our 80s. It's often our mid-80s, but not everybody. So people who've had unfortunate lives, who've battled things like mental illness and alcoholism, often start to need aged care in their 50s. We're going to hear about them, and also all about your feet. Your feet are incredibly important.
So they are all about your feet. I'm going to listen to that.